Servicing the Saline area since 1985, the Fender Mender Collision Center specializes in collision repair, refurbishing, framework, and paintwork. Joining us today is Damon Gillis, owner of Fender Mender Collision Center. And you have a business partner as well, right?
Yes. Good morning. His name's Jim Chizinski. But he's not with us today.
And so it's nice to have you in studio here to talk about this, because I think all of us, this is the kind of thing, it's on our radar, but until it happens.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You're immersed in all of this.
Yes.
You don't quite know what you're supposed to do. So, and how easy is it to fix these kinds of things?
Depending on the size of the repair, but things have gotten more complicated since you've added on. Aluminum has changed the repair processing on vehicles. All the radar, adaptive cruises, self-driving, self-correction on driving has changed it, especially with after the repair, getting the vehicles calibrated. That has added on more time and more cost to the repairs.
And is that something that you had to get new equipment for, too?
Yes, we got new equipment for that, but a lot of, like, the calibrations that we do for the self-driving, they go to the dealerships for that because, you know, for us to be able to buy all the equipment for all those different makes and models, it's easier for us to take it to the dealerships to get calibrated after we do the repairs.
Okay, so you're working in collaboration
yes,
with them then
yes.
on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it important that people come to you for those initial repairs then?
Well, it's going to a shop that has the experience to fix these newer model vehicles and older model vehicles. At Fender Mender, we have probably over 120 years of experience with our main technicians that have been doing this for over 30 years. And then we have a good young crew coming up that that are learning under our guys that have been with us for a long time. So having that in our back pocket to have the good technicians that we have is makes the repairs go easier.
We're going to talk more about that and your workforce in a moment here. The aluminum that you alluded to, how has that changed?
With aluminum, there's a lot less repairing of aluminum and more replacing of aluminum. You can, because aluminum gets brittle the more you bend it.
Just too much degradation to it.
Yeah, it doesn't repair like steel does. Steel has memory, aluminum doesn't. So anything during our training for aluminum, anything that is cracked, it needs to be replaced.
Wow.
You know, and we've tried repairing aluminum, and some things we can, but if it cracks and you try to weld it, it just makes it more brittle.
So how much of a car is aluminum compared to steel?
Well, depends on the makes of the models. Like Ford, their trucks went to all aluminum. The substructure, except for the frame, is high-strength steel. But like all the bed, you know, solid panels, the cab, doors, hoods, they're all aluminum.
Does that make it more expensive then for the
yes.
car owner? It does, because it's an actual replacement, not a repair.
Yeah, and actually what we found out too is insurance. The cost of insurance has gone up on for aluminum because the cost of the repairs have gone up. So we've had customers tell us after they bought a full aluminum vehicle that their insurance has gone up. Because of the cost of what it costs to repair them.
Any other makes and models that are like that besides
Ford trucks? Oh, yeah, a lot
the Ford
of them. Porsche, Audi, GM. A lot of GM vehicles, their trucks are like all swing panels, which are doors, hoods, and tailgates. Those are aluminum. Their beds and cab corners are still all steel, but and frames are steel. But
Audi doing it on their sedans? I mean, are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! Yep. And is it just makes it less expensive for the manufacturer?
Well, I think they went to make them lighter for best for fuel economy, and so that's why I think a lot of the manufacturers have gone to aluminum.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's interesting. I hadn't realized that. How long has that been playing out for you?
Oh, there's been aluminum vehicles for a long time.
Okay,
you know, for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned insurance and the direct repair that you do through insurance companies. How does that work with Fender Mender?
So we sign on with certain insurance companies and work solely with them as a select service program. So we keep our quality up, keep our training up, and then we work solely with where they'll direct repair or repairs to us. and then we follow their guidelines in repairing the vehicles, and it works out. And there's a lot of shops that have been doing this. This has been around for a long time. Mm.
Damon Gillis with us. He is owner of Fender Mender Collision Center based in Dell Road in Saline.
Yes.
Fine member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And this is our Saline Chamber Report each week here on the Lucianne Lance Show, 1290 WLBY. I want to talk about your workforce. And I'm heartened to hear you've got young people that are going into the business and that are learning from your veterans.
Yes, and it's taken us a while to find the young crew. We've gone through a lot of people coming in. You know, it's because it is it's not an easy trade to learn. And you can go, you know, there's a lot of tech schools. WCC has a great auto body program. I know a lot of the technicians or the teachers that are up there. I worked with a few of them when I was at City Body for 22 years. And but a lot of it is that you can learn the basics in school, but when you go to a collision shop, it's like really hands-on and then learning underneath, you know, quality technicians. And guys that we have, one of our employees have been, the only place he's ever worked is Fender Mender. And he hired in out of high school, out of tech school, he's been there, and he's a fabulous technician. Our painter, 30-plus year painter, and we have a great young apprentice working underneath him. My son coming up, he's worked with us. He's working in a body tech now, and he's, for his age, he's 23, and he's just phenomenal for what he does.
What's his name?
Brett.
Sounds like he had a good mentor.
with the guys.
Yeah. How did you and Jim Chudzinski connect to own Fender Mender?
So, over 30 years ago, after I worked for the Sobreys, which they own Sobreys Collision, and then they bought City Body in the 80s, and mm-hmm. I worked, you know, our families were close friends, and that's how I got into the collision world, is working for them. And then I went into Air Force in 87. When I got out of the Air Force, I went back to City Body and worked, you know, for the Sobreys, and Jim was there, and he was one of the head technicians there, and we became friends back in 1990, mm-hmm. and been friends ever since. And then in 2013, you know, by that time I left City Body, he was already gone, and we had an opportunity to buy Fender Mender, so we went in together and bought it.
And who did you buy it from? How long had he been in business?
Oh, they were the Ted Babcock and Bill Chenoweth were the original owners. Fender Mender, they originated it in 85. And we took it over from them. They were just, you know, they were ready to retire, yeah. You know. And so that's when we took it over.
Tell me about your Dell Road property. What is it like?
Well, it's out in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we're a small, you know, medium-sized shop out in the country. And so we're kind of off the beaten path. But we do very well because one thing that we pride ourselves on is quality and customer service. You know, we're not perfect. But we stand behind what we do, you know, and we've had vehicles that were gone for a year, two years, and they've come back with issues, and we pull the file. If it's something that we did, I look into it and we take care of it, you know, and that's something going. I think that's a trademark of Fender Mender, is the quality, but is the customer service. You know, we have a great office staff. Crystal, our office manager, works very well with the insurance companies, very well with the customers. Sunday, who's our parts manager, works very diligently to find the parts for the cars. If they come in wrong, she's on top of it to make sure that we're getting the correct parts. And so it takes a full circle, you know, to do everything. Ross, who's our porter, he's been with us for 6 years. You know, he's a one-man band in the back detailing cars. Every now and then we'll send one of the apprentices back on a Friday if we have 7 or 8 cars to deliver to help him out. But he has a full checklist. He goes over the estimate to see if there's any issues. He brings it up to us. And, you know, we do our best to give the best quality that we can to our customers.
Sounds like you've got a great crew at Fender Mender.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Damon, what kind of work are you seeing right now? I don't know, but it sure seems like there have been a lot more accidents lately.
On the way here today, there at State Road in Michigan Ave, I had someone behind me. I was 4 cars behind. It was all jam-packed, and he's waving his hands at me to go forward, and I'm like 3 cars behind the red light, and there's nowhere to go.
Wow.
And I think it's impatience. You know, what I see, cell phones. Cell phones is big. Back in the 90s, we were busy in the fall, busy in the winter. Come springtime, it started to slow down. Summertime was slow. But cell phones is a big thing now. I think, you know, you can drive and you can look at anybody. You know, there's a high percentage of people on their cell phones.
And, you know, it's not just the handheld ones. I mean, the other kind that you can use in the car that's embedded in your system and you're doing it by voice, you're still distracted from the road when you're doing that.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And I think it's just, unfortunately, it's a sign of the times. Yeah. You know, I wish there was an answer for it. But, you know, but that's why there's, you know, the collision shops. That's why we're here unfortunately, is to take care of the situations that turn
business
into
is
bad.
Good.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. Damon Gillis, co-owner at Fender Mender. They're on Dell Road in Saline, and they're members of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. Visit their website. It's FenderMenderCC.com. FenderMenderCC.com. Great getting an update from you. A long history in Saline.
Yes. And thank you very much for having me this morning.
It's a pleasure. And for information about the chamber and its members like Fender Mender, go online to salinechamber.org. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.